Churchill by Roy Jenkins. Read by John Sessions. Churchill's provenance was aristocratic, indeed ducal, and some have seen this as the most important key to his whole career. That is unconvincing. Churchill was far too many faceted, idiosyncratic, and unpredictable a character to allow himself to be imprisoned by the circumstances of his birth. His devotion to his career and his conviction that he was a man of destiny were far stronger than any class or tribal loyalty. Winston Churchill was born on the 30th of November, 1874, in Blenheim Palace. He should have been born in January, in the small but fashionable house in Mayfair which his father had rented to receive him. But, as Lord Randolph put it in a letter to his mother-in-law, "Lady Randolph had a fall on Tuesday, walking with the shooters, and a rather rough drive in a pony carriage brought on the pains on Saturday night." Everything to do with Winston Churchill's arrival in the world was done in a hurry. Perhaps Lord Randolph's most remembered phrase was his description of Gladstone as "an old man in a hurry." His own style was at least equally that of a young man in a hurry, and perhaps rationally so, for although 39 years his junior, Lord Randolph predeceased Gladstone by 3 years. The hurry was preeminently true of his courtship of Miss Jenny Jerome. They first met at Cowes Regatta shipboard party and became engaged 3 days later. They were married on the 15th of April, 1874, in the British Embassy in Paris, and in May were given a public reception in Woodstock, for which Lord Randolph had been elected a Member of Parliament. Jenny Churchill was considered a beauty, and had already attracted much admiration before she met Lord Randolph. Her performance as a wife, and indeed as a mother, was mixed. Was Jenny Churchill a better mother than a wife? Her elder son's most famous comment on their early relationship sounds a note at once admiring and wistful.
"My mother shone for me like the evening star. I loved her dearly, but at a distance."
These sentences are borne out by the correspondence of the period. Throughout his years at preparatory school, and then his nearly 5 years at Harrow, there is a constant hoping for visits which did not take place, and of being shunted around, rather than of being automatically welcomed at home for holidays. Churchill's nurse, Elizabeth Everest, was from the Medway towns, and one of her lasting influences was to make Churchill feel that Kent was the best county in England. She would have approved of his acquiring Chartwell, his country house in Kent, 27 years after her death. She was the central emotional prop of Winston's childhood. Mrs. Everest's letters to Churchill typically began, "My darling Winnie," and ended, "Lots of love and kisses from your loving old womb." Winston Churchill's non-relationship with his father was even more wistful than was his semi-relationship with his mother. Lord Randolph was too exhilarated by politics during his period of success and too depressed by them during his decline to have much time for parenthood. It is one of the supreme ironies that now, more than a century after his death, he should be best known as a father. The most poignant comment on Winston Churchill's relations with his father is that which he made to his own son Randolph, when that Randolph was 26. They had a long, and maybe fairly alcoholic dinner together, alone at Chartwell. Towards the end, Churchill said,
"We have this evening had a longer period of continuous conversation together than the total which I ever had with my father in the whole course of his life."
When Lord Randolph died, at the age of only 46, the main legacy that he left to his elder son, there was very little money, was a desire to cut a figure, accompanied by a conviction that he too was likely to die young, and that he had therefore better be quick about it. This was Winston Churchill's somewhat doubtful provenance. At Harrow, he was certainly not a natural classicist, nor did he balance this deficiency with being a natural mathematician. But he loved narrative history, and he had